Off the Ball Breakfast.
Mad the wrestling in the 90s was. Like, people cutting their face open, jumping off the top of the cages, like sleeper matches, buried alive matches. Like, as a kid, I watched it and thought, like, oh, this is all real, but it's watered down now, isn't it? It's nowhere near it. When's the last time you've seen somebody being hit by a chair in wrestling?
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. On today's episode, Kenny's Pats regain top spot, Derry starts Celtic Park's stint off with a win, Drogheda stop losing streak with a huge comeback, and Wexford gain ground on promotion pushing Cork City. But first, St. Patrick's Athletic regained the top spot of the League of Ireland Premier Division last night with a 3-1 win over Bohemians at Richmond Park. Bows took the lead within the opening seconds with a goal from striker Marcus Strods, but it was Pats who prevailed thanks to Ryan Evanson, who got a brace, and Jamie Lennon. Richie Tower was alongside Stephen Doyle last night for our live and exclusive commentary and talked about the mentality of this Bohemian side.
Just on Bows, that's 7 games now without a win. They've lost 3 in succession. That's not good, is it, for a team that a lot of people are saying at the start of the season could be title challengers?
Yeah, you can, Stephen, what you just said there, you can see it in all their faces. You can see it in their shoulders. Their shoulders are slumped over walking off the pitch. And it's because the level of performance wasn't there. You've seen them last week against Shamrock Rovers. They kind of held their heads up a little bit because they thought, you know what, we deserve something from the game. We just didn't get the rub of the green. Tonight, they were totally outplayed in the second half. St. Pat's were way the better team. And it's really, really worrying for Bohemians because, look, I know they scored after 7 seconds. It was a route one ball that Douglas James Taylor took in and laid off. They got the goal from that. But other than that, I didn't see them creating many chances. And if you want to have any aspirations to win the league, you've got to be able to create chances and score goals. And Bohemians don't seem to be able to do either of those things at the moment, really.
Stephen Doyle also caught up with manager Alan Reynolds, who is keeping a positive outlook in a bad spell for his side.
Look, we've been here before. I would say, you know, we're just having a bad spell. We had a great spell at the start of the season. We didn't get ahead of ourselves. Now we just need to stick together and you know, focus on next week. There's a lot of young players in there and they're getting to see that it's not easy to play for Bows, but they are a good group of players, you know. So what I'd say is we've been here before and we'll stick together.
This win puts the Saints on 26 points, just one ahead of local rivals Shamrock Rovers. When speaking to Stephen Doyle, Pats boss Stephen Kenny played down the lead after the match but says they'll miss the now injured Aidan Keener, who went off midway through the first half.
So, we're just delighted to get the win. We never take these games for granted. Just to get a big win like that is important. That's all. It's only 3 points. It's nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, it's early in the season and we've got 2 tough games. We're going to go into the West next week. So we go Galway Friday and Sligo Monday, back to back away games. So it's and we've obviously lost Aidan Keane tonight, which was a massive blow for us. Aidan's been brilliant in training.
Yeah.
Scored an unbelievable goal last week and I'm absolutely gutted that he's pulled his time slow.
Derry City began their time at temporary home Celtic Park with a win last night as James Clark put the home side ahead 27 minutes into the match to beat the reigning champions Shamrock Rovers 1-0. The Candy Stripes are playing 5 home matches at the GAA ground while the new pitch is being fitted at Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. This win now puts Derry on 17 points, just 3 off 4th place Bohemians. Our own Ben Symes was in Celtic Park last night and caught up with Derry boss Tiernan Lynch following the match.
This is probably what the owner and the board were thinking when they brought the games to Celtic Park, when the Brandywell was getting done up, and I think they got everything that they expected and more. As much as I want to congratulate the players and talk about how proud I am of the players tonight, I think the fans deserve the same credit. They were probably without doubt our 12th man, and they kicked every ball with us, they headed every ball, they cleared every ball off the line with us, and what a difference it made. I can speak on behalf of everybody at the club and all the players and staff that we really appreciated that and we're hugely thankful.
The attendance for the match was 7,104, just 800 more than the full capacity of the Brandywell. However, the venue wasn't without its critics as Hoops manager Stephen Brady talked to Ben at full time.
It was always going to be that game. We knew what the pitch was like last week. So it was always going to be that, and I think the team selection showed you we felt to be that game. And we always felt Derry would drop as the game went on and we'd get more spaces and get more control with Graham. But it was always going to be that game. The pitch is the pitch. we all know Derry as well that it's not at the level that is required, but it's a bit of short-term pain for what they will get in the Brandywell in a few weeks' time, which is okay.
Drogheda United picked up their first win since the middle of February with a 4-3 win away to Shelburne in Tolka Park. The home side went into the half 2-0 up thanks to goals from Sean Boyd and Paddy Barrett, but it was defensive errors that were the Reds' undoing once again, as Drogheda scored three in the second half, with Edwin Adbaji getting the first and Warren Davis getting the second and third. Shelburne levelled the match late on as Rodrigo Freitas was deemed to be brought down the box and Harry Wood converted the penalty. But it was the same old defensive errors which allowed Conor Keady to score the winner with just 4 minutes of normal time left in the match. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Garrett McGlynn spoke about Shelburne's defensive woes.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. The players, I mean, we obviously heard Damien Duff's comments on Virgin Media as well, that he feels that the players are letting them down a bit. And I kind of tend to agree, looking at the first half the other night. Listen, Derry are going through a tough time. There's no kind of hiding that fact. So they were there to be got at, especially early in the game. It wasn't until 55, 60 minutes that we really saw the best of Shells. And we only saw it for about 20, 25 minutes. Now, see, during that 25 minutes, they were exceptional. But for an hour, they were just lackluster. Now, see, defensively, I know you're talking about Paddy Bart and Bone were very good. Ledwich put an incredible ball in for the goal. Defensively, they were quite good. If you look at Derry's goals, it was the ball dropping after a corner, which happens. Second ball, boom, Cotter put it away. The second goal, Depot, which is a great finish, it's just a Dumigan, actually, block up in the corner. Falls to Depot when he scores. So Shells didn't give away many chances, but they didn't create a lot either. I don't know what it is. I mean, obviously, if I knew, it'd be great, but Joey's definitely not getting a tune out of them all. There seems to be a lack of hunger, which is strange considering the league position, so they should be hungry.
You can listen to the full LOI pod for free in the OTB feed or wherever you get your podcasts. Shelburne manager Joey O'Brien spoke to LOI TV following the match and lamented the performance in the second half.
Yeah, of course, here listening. Conceded from a set play, obviously. Got them back into the game, obviously, at 2-1. And here, the goals we conceded out there and the goals we've been conceding in the last few weeks, it's unacceptable at any level. As I said, we'll be in the morning and we'll have a look back at it.
Drogheda United are now level on points with Shelburne following the match, with both sides sitting at 13 points, just two ahead of 9th place Sligo Rovers. Waterford picked up just their 5th point of the season as Dean McMenemy scored a winner in injury time at the ORC against Galway United. The Tribesmen went 1-0 up just before half-time through Killian Bruder, but couldn't hold on as the match finished 1-1. OTB and Beats' Odrin Johnson spoke to Galway manager John Caulfield after the match, who was disappointed to come away with the draw.
I don't think it's any easy 3 points. You know, Shamrock Rovers drew here 2 weeks ago. The week before that, they drew away at the Bows. You know, so it's not like Waterford haven't got good results. There's not in this league. Everyone can beat everyone else, and that's the way it's proven. And, you know, for us, it's like, you know, we've beaten teams like Derry that people thought were going to win the league, and they still might. But for us, it's like every week is a different challenge, and you have to be on your game, and you have to be full focused. And that's the beauty about this league, that if every team is on their game, anyone can beat anyone, and that's the beauty about it. So it's certainly for us 2 points dropped, but at the same time, you know, performance wise there was lots of positives, and obviously our supporters are going home disappointed, but I think in other ways they've seen probably a tremendous performance by the team, so that's what's frustrating.
Odrin also caught up with Waterford manager John Daly, who says that the side's first win will come eventually.
How does that weigh up with the fact that there's still not a win on the board yet?
Yeah, look, I think that'll come. I think we should have had a win before now in some of the games that we've had. We've obviously had the Sligo game here, which we should have won comfortably. We had some really good opportunities at corner kicks. We missed a penalty. And I think it's obviously just become a thing at the moment. So we're nowhere near where we want to be. But, you know, a win or two and you're right back in touch. It's such a tight league in the sense of, you know, there's 10 teams in the league, and you know, if you can put a couple of wins together, you're right back in touch. And I think other teams have shown that, you know, when they've maybe strung two or three wins together, it's moved them up the table. So we just need to concentrate on each game and each week and focusing on trying to get points on the board. And I think in this league, you know, every point's a prisoner. And I think tonight, the way the game went and being behind for so long, you know, and taking so long to equalise, we'll take the point. We obviously try and win every game, but we'll take the point and we'll move on.
There is one match tonight in the Premier Division as Sligo Rovers host Dundalk at the Showground at 7:45. the Lilywhites can move to within 2 points of leaders Pats with a win away tonight. In the First Division, Cork City kept up their unbeaten run with a draw away to Bray Wanderers, but the three sides below the Rebel Army picked up wins to put the pressure on the promotion hopeful side. UCD comfortably beat 3D United 3-0 away in Marketsfield, Wexford beat Cove Ramblers 2-0 at home, and Athlone Town picked up a 2-1 away win in Ballybuffet against Finarps. Tonight, 7th place Longford Town host 9th place Kerry with just 3 points separating the sides. That match is a 7:45 kickoff. We have a full slate of women's Premier Division matches today as Bohemians host Treaty United at Dalyman Park, Cork City begin life with new management as they host leaders Galway United, Shamrock Rovers host Dublin rivals Shelburne at Tallaght Stadium. All of those games kick off at 3 o'clock. Piedmont United host Sligo Rovers at 5 o'clock and Athlone Town hope to reach the top spot as they host Wexford at 6 o'clock. In the Premier Division next Friday, Drogheda United host Sligo Rovers hoping to build on their win. Shelburne look to break their bad form as they travel to Dundalk. Leaders Pats play away to Galway United. Shamrock Rovers host Waterford in Tallaght Stadium. And Bohemians host Derry City as they look for their first win since March. That match is live and exclusive on Off the Ball on Newstalk and the Go Light app, with build-up from 7 p.m. with Phil Egan and Keith Tracy at Dalyman Park. Next Friday in the First Division, Athlone Town host Kerry. Treaty United travel to Bray. It's a Cork derby as Cove Ramblers play away to Cork City. UCD welcome Longford Town, and Finn Harps travel down to Wexford. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland on Off the Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn, LOI Late Night with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football-focused segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. We'll be back next week. Take care.
League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.